The experience in the Garden of Gethsemane. Look at this in Mark chapter 14. Verse 34. Mark 14:34. And this is Messiah here. And he saith unto them. Look what he says now. He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful because of this death that has snared me. It has got or taken hold of me. My soul is exceedingly. He did not say his heart, but he said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful for death. He said, I just need you to tarry here and watch. And look what he did now. And he went forth a little. He fell on the ground and he what? And he prayed. Well, who did he pray to? He prayed to the Father Yahweh. He prayed. And if he's our example, then we need to follow his footsteps. He fell down, he prayed. Death near him, he prayed. He prayed. We better find out who he prayed to. If you pray to the pantheons of gods, we better pray to the pantheons of gods. If you pray to the legions of hell, we better pray to the legions of hell. And we believe that he is the Messiah. He went and he prayed. That's what he says he prayed. He said, if it were possible, the hour might pass from me. That was his prayer to the Father. Look at verse 36. In this prayer, and he said, Abba, Father. See, with Yahweh, he says, all things are possible unto thee. He knew Yahweh can do all things. So, the Father, that's what he prayed, Father, Abba, Father. He said, I know all things are possible unto thee. All things are possible with who? The Father. Well, who is the Father? What is his name? Is it Lord God? No. Is it Jehovah? Pagan lies. It doesn't demonstrate his power, his truthful meaning. It takes away from it. Jesus takes away from who Messiah was. And is it a deceitful lie? It is something that has been orchestrated by hell. That's why they detest the name Yahshua. They hate it. Yahweh, they despise it. I wish I knew my Father in a personal way. Naturally. You understand? I can only call him by the name that was given to me. His natural name is R.J. Nichols. I don't even know the man. I simply know that that's his name. And so I want to know who my Father is. I'm entrusting my soul with this one. I want to know his name. And Messiah did not pray to himself. He prayed to the Father. You got to hear that. He prayed to the Father. That's not a complex thing right here, what I'm reading. It doesn't take a scholarly mind. It doesn't take a deep spiritual person to understand that. It just takes an open heart and a willingness to receive truth. And if your heart is not that way, you're going to be damned. I don't care who you are. He said, if it's possible, take away this cup from me. He said, nevertheless now, not I will, but that thou will be done. He said, Father, above all things, I want your will to be done. That's what it is, Father. He said, I know you can take this cup from me. And I know Yahweh can take away your afflictions and your pains. I know he can do all that, saints. But nevertheless, in the will of that, his will be done. To bring you closer to him. To cause you to fall prostrate before him. And to cry out unto him. Nevertheless, you just suffer that thing for the righteous sake of Yahweh. You know that he is able. All things are possible with him. He said, all things are possible. He knew that. With who? With the Father. Who was he praying to? The Father. Who did he acknowledge? The Father. Well, if he taught us how to pray, says, listen to me. If he taught us how to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do you think we ought to pray like that? We better pray like that. You better find out what name is a hallowed name. And then when you get on your face, you better set that name at the pinnacle of the zenith of your mind and your spirit. And you better call on that name. Yeah, you better call on that name. And his name is Yahweh. The name of Jesus is a pagan, deceitful lie. That's what it is. It's just a lie. It's a pagan name. And it's not the name of the Father. It does not bring honor unto the Father, saints. It just doesn't. And that's the truth. And I can't hold that back. Not for one of us in here. And I won't hold it back. It's just the truth. It is the truth. It says in Luke chapter 2. I want to go back to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Now this was after Passover. You all know the little scenario of this incident. Luke 2:48. I want to read it quickly. Look what it says in Luke 2:48. It was after Passover. Messiah was 12 years old. Luke 12:48. And when they saw him, they were amazed, because he was in the whorehouse with them, showing them their sins, how they were not applying the principles of Yahweh's laws righteously. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? He said, Behold, thy father and I sought thee sorrowing. Our hearts are heavy. And look what he says in verse 49. Notice he gets smart with his mother. He says this. And he said unto them, both of them, How is it that you sought me? What he said, you got to seek the Father. Wish ye not that I must be about who? My Father's business. Don't you know you need to be about your Father's business? He said, don't you understand? I must be about my Father's business. I have a Father. And I must be about Yahweh's business. Do the thing that he has raised me up for. And we must be about the Father's business. And do the thing that he has raised us up for. And that is to give a praise and an honor unto his name. That is exalted above the heights of the heavens. You come to the knowledge of his truth, saints. You can't reject that. You can't deny that. He has a name. He has a name. And because our minds are so scarred with our tradition and our religious worship, it's hard for that name to penetrate the world today. They just totally reject it. They look for reasons to reject it. I look for every reason to receive the truth of his name. That's what I look for. For the world loves the gods and the lords. Everybody use that term God. Every pagan, every religious pervert, everybody use the word God. Everybody. Everybody. I don't care what God. They all call him God. His name is Yahweh. He's the Father of light. He's the Father of light. They serve demonic powers of darkness. Sure they do. And that's what they serve. You can't even have a good gift or perfect gift unless it comes from above. And every good, perfect gift, it comes from the Father of light. It comes from Yahweh. It says that the gift comes from him. It says that the gifts come from him. That's what it says. The gifts come from the Father. That's where they come from. Scripture says in 1 Peter, Kephar, chapter 1. Verse 1, I believe that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, saints. I don't believe that it's from beneath. It is coming down from the Father of light. That's where it comes down from the Father. From the Father. No, you're going to have to go beyond just calling him Father. His name is Father Yahweh. Father Yahweh. That's his name. Not his Father, but it's Yahweh. That's just a title who he is to us. But he has a name. Messiah prayed, Our Father, which art in heaven. Yahweh, you are the mighty one. Hallowed. He acknowledged it, his name. And if he prayed that way, the one that they said, Jesus, as they, in their pagan ways, and we have all learned the ways of the pagans, every last one of us. You have learned the way of the pagan. You have learned Christmas. You have learned the holidays and all these pagan things. And we all have participated in all of them. Even when you say you were saved, you're participating in them. Even when you said you were saved, you kept sun worship. You kept the first day and did not keep the Shabbat. How is it, listen to me, how is it that this day, well, this is important, but that's not important. This came before that. He came before that. How is it that that is important, but that isn't? What is his name then? Lord? God? He said, Yahweh. And even what they did in Psalm 16:4, they did a very unjust thing. They used it in a sense of a poetic type thing. Yah. But his name is Yahweh. Y-H-W-H. And every skull in the world would tell you that tetragrammaton. It is Yahweh. No, most scholars would tell you that. Most Hebrew scholars, they would tell you that. Yeah, I know what the world says, where they pronounce it different ways. There's only one way. I'm telling you how to pronounce it. Yahweh. That is his name. It is not a pagan lie, Jesus. That's a lie. The name is only, it's less than 500 years old, saints. It's less than 500. Do you understand that this thing that folks call the Bible, really the mass production of this book, is really less than 200 years. It's less than that. And the last 70 years. And this, what they call the King James, or the one they call the King James, has gone through 7 revisions. 7. There were those on the radio, they were raging at me because I preached in the name, and one brother called me to say that they're upset with you. I said, it doesn't bother me, brother. I'm not going to change what I preach for anyone. Because what they will do, they will, it's one thing about this wicked world, they're always going to look for someone that concur with them, or speak things that agree with their flesh. I'm not speaking anything to agree with your flesh. He's going to crucify that stuff. You're going to know him. What father? Can I ask you all a question? Think of this. Just, you don't even have to think of this spiritually. Tell me, what father? Tell me, saints, please, just answer this. What father that has produced a son would not want his son to know his name? Tell me one. Tell me. You tell me that these men that have sons, he doesn't want his sons to know his name? They know his dad and father, but they know his name too. I want to know my father. Look what it says in 1 Peter 1:1, Peter. He says, care for, look what he says in chapter 1, verse 1. He identifies himself, first of all, as an apostle of Yeshua, Messiah. He's talking to the, what it says, the sojourners or strangers, actually sojourners, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He says, look at this now. Look at verse 2. Now explain this to me. Any of you all that don't understand this truth, explain this. He say, elect. Is that not what it says? Is that what it says, saints? Does it say elect? He says, elect how? Now what is the next word? Accordingly. So someone had to purpose something accordingly to the what? Foreknowledge of. It says what in the King James? Is someone God the Father? It says, elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh our Father. It says God our Father there, doesn't it? Well, who is this Father then? Who is he? What is his name? There are thousands of gods. There are millions of gods. We elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh our Father. Yahweh our Father. He's Yahweh our Father. According to his foreknowledge, he elected us. Do you hear that, saints? This is New Testament message. He said, we were elected according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, our Father. Our Father elected us according to his foreknowledge through sanctification of the Spirit, cleansing of the Spirit. That's what he does. He has to, first of all, cleanse your filthy, vile, corrupt spirit. That's why you can't love him. That's why you can't acknowledge him. That's why the world doesn't love him, because they're not sanctified and they're not elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh. We sanctify our spirits unto obedience, and then also and the sprinkling or the washing of the blood of Yahshua Messiah. But this was all in Yahweh the Father's plan. He said, grace and love unto you and peace be multiplied. Verse 3. Because he realized what Yahweh has done. Read those first 5 words in the King James if someone has one. What it says? Oh, blessed be what? Bless. I'll read it. Blessed be Yahweh, the Father of Yahshua the Messiah. How is it that they identify the Messiah by name, but the Father has no name? He said, blessed be Yahweh, the Father of Messiah. It says in the King James, blessed be the God of the Father, God the Father of Jesus Christ. Even in that translation, it still tells you, it uses a name for Messiah. This is the true reading. Bless me Yahweh. Why don't you bless Yahweh? Bless me Yahweh, the Father. It's specific there. The Father of who? Of Yeshua the Messiah. Jehovah did not deny the Father. He said, bless be Yahweh. For we know he has brought forth this hope unto us. I'm an apostle of Messiah. He called me and chose me. He commissioned me. He commissioned me to go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. I can see it so clearly by the authority of the Son. I give you the authority to go and to baptize them, and you will know it's done right by the power of the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. That's what he commissioned them to do. To go to all nations. Teach the Father's name. And they haven't taught that in this nation. That's why you got such pagan traditions and worship. Then why do not the holiness get along with the Baptist? Why do not the first holiness get along with the second holiness? I say, or even on the radio, these that Yahweh has brought to the truth of his name, they have brought those same pagan traditions and rituals. Same thing! That still doesn't denounce his name. I want to bless this one. I want to bless the one that's the Father of Messiah. Even if he's the Father of Jesus, you better find out what his name to bless him. I get letters from folks who don't even know Yahweh, but yet their hearts are profoundly touched when they hear this message. I got a letter from a young brother in the prison down there, another brother from the prison in Florida. He says, brother, I heard you. That's what he called me, brother, I heard you. Can you tell me more about this name? Now, he had an open heart, and Yahweh will bless the young man. His heart was not shut. This is a wicked world. The heart is shut. I said to the man, that Deacon Benny, when they came back from Straightway to pick some things up some years ago, they broke down. And it was a brother that met them and brought them here. And I was in Lowe's the other day, and this man walked up to me and just started talking. He said, you know, young people are not like they were when we were growing up. I didn't know him. He did not know me. I said, that certainly is a true statement, my friend. He said, you say something to them today, they will kill you. They will fight you. He said, I'm telling you the truth. I said, it's a wicked generation. It's a corrupt world. He said, but you know, the Lord has blessed me. And we began to talk. I say to him, now, brother, I use the name Yahweh and Yahshua. I don't use Lord and I don't use God. And yet, I intrigued him. And I said, now, you come visit me. Come and I will give you a tour of our place. Because he said, you know, I had the same vision. I know that God wants his people to live in a way that we can truly separate ourselves from the world. I said, well, you come see me, my friend. Come on, brother. Come visit me. Now, I will not capitulate for Jesus the Lord. I will show the brother the truth, and I will preach the truth unto him. I will. And if you allow the Spirit of Yahweh to breathe upon him, he will receive the truth. How do you deny this commandment here, saints? Tell me. Do not take the name of Yahweh, thy mighty one, in vain. And if a man take that name in vain, he shall not be held guilty of that. When you say that the Father's name is worthless, you say that Messiah did not call him by his name. He called the Father by his name. And the Father's name is not worthless. It is important because when Messiah, he showed us before death, and even after, when his breath was given, he prayed unto the Father. And if he taught them how to pray, then that prayer was either the truth or a lie. And if he didn't pray that way to the Father, then his whole sacrifice or this offering is a vain offering. It can't be. I believe the record. I believe the truth. How do you know? Because I will go back to the Torah and Moshe and David and see what they said. And the witness of Kephar and Yaakov and all will witness to what these brethren have said. We need truth today, saints. You better pray for the true men of Yahweh, that he gives them strength. That he gives them strength to stand for his righteousness. This religious whorehouse today stands for no righteousness. It is just a religious twisted thing, and the minds of the parishioners are as twisted as the leaders. They went out from under Yahweh's presence. The first thing they caused, isn't that something we say, well, men want to do things like that. Yahweh, he watched over his word. I know he watched over his truth. He watched over his word because he is truth. His laws, they will never change. And yet, when they came out of Israel, what the first thing they did? Who was the high priest? Who was the high priest when he brought them out of Egypt? Say it out loud, sister. Huh? Aaron. Now, what did he do then? So what did he do? Huh? Tell me, no, don't shut that. What did he do? He built them a golden calf, didn't he? And said, this is God. Don't tell me what they won't do. Don't tell me these liars won't do that. Yet this man had an experience with Yahweh. He was that said, Moshe, with old Pharaoh talk, Moshe was like Yahweh unto Aaron, Aaron like the mouthpiece. And yet this man goes out and builds a golden calf. And the only way Yahweh was going to wipe every, he was going to kill them all. He was going to kill every last one of them. He was going to destroy every, he was going to, Aaron and all, he was going to kill them. He was going to kill them all. He was going to destroy them, every last one of them. Moshe interceded. You tell me Aaron, this man that knew the laws, he goes out and builds them a golden calf. Well, tell me these lying charlatans won't lead you like that. They've led me like that. You've been led by the Spirit. You've been deceived. Well, tell me how deceitful. Tell me how your heart has deceived you. You call good evil. Evil good. You put bitter for sweet. Sweet for bitter. Have you been deceived? Have you been deceived? So no one in here. You that haven't been deceived. Raise your hand. Okay. You all been deceived. You've been deceived. I haven't been bewitched though. Because when you will be with you, you can't obey the truth. What is the truth? It says his commandments, his laws are the truth. I'm going to obey them. Yes, I am. I'm going to call him by his name too. We've been elected according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, our Father, through. See, this is the assurance of what that word through, it means our assurance. Messiah is our assurance of this election. That's what he is saying. That obedience unto what he spoke unto us by the sprinkling of the blood must Yahshua Messiah, and the grace of Yahweh, or the peace of Yahweh be upon us. He says in verse 3, bless me Yahweh the Father of Yahshua the Messiah. Why do you want to bless him? Which, according to his, Yahweh's now, his abundant mercy, Yahweh, have begotten us again. Look, this is what he has done. He has begotten us, what? Again. Doesn't it say again? So undoubtedly we had gone away then. To be begotten again, we've been birthed, we were born again, we were birthed of a spirit, but it wasn't the spirit of Yahweh, so he has begotten us again, how? Unto a lively hope, that the hope is alive, it's real, it has power, it has strength, how? By the resurrection of Yahshua Messiah from the dead. That's our hope, that he got up. We gotta believe that Messiah got up. That's our hope to live for him. For who? For the Father. As though in Scripture. Scripture showed us that the Father seeketh us to worship him. You worship the Father. Messiah did not take the worship away from the Father. No one, I don't care who you are, sit down in Scripture and show me. I'm not afraid to sit down in Scripture with anyone. I will show you. If your heart is sincere, you don't understand, you will sit down in Scripture. I will show you. A brother called me and said, well, I got a sister, she wants to call you. I'd ask you things about your daughter. I said, you tell the woman, don't call me. I mean that. I said, she's a rebellious woman. I'm not going to talk to her. You are a pastor. You have acknowledged what I'm saying is the truth. That's enough. I said, you tell that woman, don't call me. I said, brother, I'm telling you now. You tell her, don't call me. Don't mess with me. Why? Because she will do nothing to create contention. Her questions are wicked. She's looking for something to satisfy her flesh. And if I don't speak anything that agree with her, she's going to get upset. Well, brother, I don't see that. Get out of my face, Jezebel. I say, does she have a husband? Yes. I say, well, then tell her to ask her husband at home. If he's saved, she says, yeah. I say, well, tell her to ask him. She better not come to me. I say, you tell her that. It blessed the brother's heart, too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he has gotten us to a lively hope. That's our hope. It's a lively hope. Who have begotten us? It says, blessed be Yahweh the Father. That's why he blessed him. Of Messiah, identifies who he is, which according to his abundant mercies. Whose abundant mercies? The Father's. Has he not begotten us? Through a lively hope? Do you understand what I'm preaching, Sister Denise Robinson? This is easy to understand. It says in 1 John, chapter 1, verse 1. Three verses that I want to read. These apostles all spoke the same thing Messiah spoke. They all acknowledged the Father. They didn't deny the Father. Look what he says here. John, 1 John 1:1. He said, that which was from the beginning, or the beginning, from the creation from Moshe, which ye have heard, which ye have seen with our eyes, we have seen Messiah, the birth, the power of Yahweh in that flesh, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life, or the thing that pertained unto life. Messiah pertained, everything he spoke pertained unto life. He said, we've handled it. Now look what he says now. For the life was, now the life was what? Manifested. Made known. Look at me, all of y'all, please. I want to ask you one question. Was Messiah not the life of Yahweh made known? Did he not manifest that life? Was it not made known in the physical body? Did not Messiah say, Father, that he came to manifest or make known his name? So if the body was manifested, then his name must be manifested as well. He said, well, the life was manifest and we seen it. So the name was manifest and we hear it. And we bear witness, we have the testimony of this, and show unto you that eternal life. What eternal life? Look what he says now. Which was with the Father and was manifested unto us through Yahshua. See, the eternal life of Yahweh was manifested unto us. That's what he said. It was made known unto us and manifested unto us through Yahshua, the Messiah. The eternal life of Yahweh was manifested through Messiah. He made it known unto us, that eternal hope, by the resurrection of the dead. Who? The Father did. He wants to be honored, saints. He wants to be exalted, I'm telling you. He wants his name to be lifted up, to be exalted. He truly does. He wants to be recognized and worshiped, truly worshiped. He seeketh such. To worship him, the Father does. The Father. He says in verse 3, look at this now. That which we have seen and heard, declare. Messiah said, I've declared thy name. He declared the Father's name. He said, we declare, we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Now he tells them who his fellowship is with. He said, and truly, our fellowship is with who? He identifies Father Yahweh, the Father, and with his Son, Yahshua Messiah. What Father? Brother James had a son. If he came to fellowship with me, he brought his boy. Truly, my fellowship will be with him, the Father and his Son. What daddy? Brother Dale brings his boy out. He wants a fellowship. Truly, his fellowship with Pastor Robinson, Dickie Bennett, is with the daddy and the son. And you know both of them by name. So you must know the Father by name, saints. He has a name. A man has, they have trod his name on the foot. And so they want to throw in their curveballs. Well, nobody really knows. Well, you can't say that. Well, then let us just call the one they call Jesus Baal, or Billy. And that's just the truth, saints. It is all about the Father. Do you hear me, saints? It is all about the Father. That's why the Son came, to show us that it is all about Father Yahweh. That's why he said you pray to the Father. And in his troubles, he prayed to the Father. And that's the truth. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Yehuda, Jude, chapter 1, verse 1. I like this here. Yehuda 1, verse 1. Jude 1, 1. It says, Yehuda, or Yoda, the servant of Yeshua the Messiah. He tells you who he is servant of. He said he's a servant now, a Messiah. And he said, I identify myself as the brother of Jacob or James. To them now, to them that are sanctified by who? But what does it say in the King James? Well, who is this God that is your father? What's his name? He said, we're sanctified by Yahweh, our Father, and we are preserved now. See, we are preserved in. Isn't that simple? That a fool like you and I can understand foolish to the truth? He said, we are preserved in Yeshua, the Messiah, and called. See, that's our preservation. The lively hope that Messiah has given us. But we are sanctified by. That's the only way we are cleansed, by the Father. What he calls, he sanctifies. And he cleanses too. And he make like him too. And that's the truth, saints. I tell you the truth and I lie not. It's one thing that the Father would do. We're going to need him to do this in this hour. He must supply all of our need. He must. He must. And Joel says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 18, all that we need is in him. This is what scripture says. Philippians 4, 18. I've done such research on that word Father and Father Yahweh. We're such a lazy, carefree generation. I don't like going to Walmart and spending hours looking for trinkets and trash. My mind is on scripture all the time. I want to see what scripture says. This is what it says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 18. He wants us to be thankful unto him and content regardless of our circumstance and situation. He says in Philippians 4, 18, But I have all. I got everything and I abound. I am full, having received Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor or a good smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to Yahweh. What does it say in the King James? Well pleasing to who? Well pleasing to Yahweh now. Look what he says in verse 19. But my Father shall supply all your need according to his riches, Yeshua, Messiah. And that's what he will do. He will supply all your need according to just riches in Messiah, because in Messiah was the fullness of the richness of Yahweh. Then he says in verse 20, now unto Yahweh, our Father, be honor forever and ever. Hallelujah. Unto him. Who are you going to honor? Read that in the King James. How does that read in that text? Now unto what? What does it say? Read that for me, someone, please. Now unto God. Now who is this, even in that state, who is this God that is honor or this exalted honor forever and ever? Who is he? Now that's who he is. Now unto Yahweh our Father be this great honor forever and ever. His name must be honored forever, saints. He is our Father. And as a son honoreth his father, you always say, you honoreth me not. You don't honor him when his name is not sweet in your mouth. It's not sweet to you. Or the sound of that is not sweet to you. Come on, saints. This world hates that name. You can go to every whorehouse, every pagan doorstep, and they always say, oh, I love Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is, he's sweet to me. They will all say that. Unto Yahweh our Father be honor, saints. Unto him be honor. For we have a hope we're preserved in Messiah. I bless him. We must understand scripture. That's why he knew that they were going through a great trial. That's why then he opened up their understanding of the scripture. And that's what he's going to do in this hour. He's going to breathe on his people, saints. And then he's going to open up their understanding of the scripture. I bless you all with that. He's never bound me to any religious traditions. Any ways that there's nothing that I haven't been able to break. I've never been bound by nothing like that. Never. I don't care what it is. I've never been bound by that. I want to do his will and to please him. And when I see truths in scripture, even in the King James, I can see this. Even in other translations, I can see it right there. It's simple to understand. When you open your heart to receive it. Let me close here. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Colossians 1, verse 1. It says, as Saul wrote, he said, Shaul, an apostle of Yeshua Messiah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. He says, I'm an apostle of Messiah. But how was he an apostle? By what? By the will. By the will of Yahweh. I know what it says in the King. But he said, it was by the will of the Father. He said, by the will of Yahweh and Timothy or Timotheus, our brother. He said, to the saints and faithful brethren in Messiah, which are in at Colossians, he said, the love of Yahweh be unto you and peace from now. He says, love and peace from who? Who is it from? From Yahweh our Father and. And you are true Messiah. How did they identify them? And you just say, well, that this world said, well, just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No, la, la, la. These apostles never denied the Father. In all the writings, all the letters, they started off like that. It's Yahweh the Father and Messiah, the hope. It's inseparable. You can't have one and have not the other. You can't bless the name of Messiah and not bless the name of the Father. For it's one word in one breath, you bless them. Verse 3, look what it says. We give thanks to who? Read it like it is in that text you have. Who? The Father. Well, who is this God then? If he's your Father. To Yahweh the Father of our ruler. We give thanks unto Yahweh the Father for Messiah. That's what he's saying. I thank Yahweh for Messiah. I bless my Father. Father Yahweh, I thank you for Yahshua. You're supposed to thank the Father for Messiah. That's what you're supposed to do. I bless the Father for this witness of truth he sent in that body, a Messiah. He said, Yahshua the Messiah, praying always for you. Since we have heard of your faith in Yahshua Messiah and of the love which he have for all the saints. You bless the Father for the hope in Yahshua. You can't deny the Father, saints. I won't deny him. For no man, for no one. I'm going to close from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, and verse 1. You go through all the epistles and show me where any of these apostles denied the Father. They always acknowledge him, his strength, and what he had done in the body of Messiah. Go through them and read them. Go through the epistles. It says in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 1, he identifies himself, Shaul and Sylvanus, and Timothy and Timotheus. He's writing unto the assembly of the Thessalonians, of Thessalonia. He said, which is in now, which is what? In? Is that what he says? Which is in Yahweh our Father, but it says in God our Father. But we are in Yahweh our Father and in Yahshua the Messiah. He said, the love of Yahweh be unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and Messiah. He said, the love, because Yahweh is love. And without him, there is no love in Messiah. Where did he deny the Father, surely? They knew the Father. Those brothers preached in that name. He says in verse 2, We give thanks to, what does it say? You better know who you're giving thanks to. If he is God, if he is a God, you better give thanks to him. He said, we give thanks to Yahweh always for you, making mention of you in our prayer. You got to know who you're giving thanks to. I thank you, Yahweh. I bless you, Yahweh. Yahweh, I thank you. He said, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience. See, look, our patience and hope is in Yahshua, the Messiah. You see, that's where our hope is in. If that work, what Yahweh did in that body, and we don't have no hope in that, we have nothing at all, saints. You got to open your ears to hear what he is saying. We all must do that. He said, patient of hope in Yahshua Messiah. Where? Who knows that we have this kind of patient of hope? He said, in the sight of Yahweh, our Father. He sees us in his sight. We show him that we have this hope in Messiah, this patient of hope. Nowhere did the apostles deny the Father, nor the Father's name, because Messiah said, I came in my Father's name. He came in the Father's name. And so if he came in the Father's name, he acknowledged the Father's name. I don't believe we just prayed Father. I believe we prayed Father Yahweh. Yahweh my Father. That's how he prayed. And he acknowledged the Father. And our hope is in Messiah because the works he that was done in him was according to the election of the Father. The Father elected us. His name is Father Yahweh. He is our Father. And he wants to be exalted. He wants to be exalted. And on Shabbat, I hope to show you why. He desired that exaltation of even his name. It must be exalted. His name must be lifted up above the heights of the heavens. It must be lifted up. The name of the Father. And if we don't know, we better spend the rest of our days trying to find out what his name is. Well, we've come to this knowledge that he has a name. You better find out what his name is. Or then woe unto you. I don't care who we are. You can't. Once he opened up that truth, you must. That's just like when he opened up the truth, you women come out of your pants. You had to do it or you were in trouble. So you take off your earrings and your jewelry, you had to do it or you were in trouble. When it came time to keep the Shabbat, he knew that we were still carnal, so he couldn't put much on it. So when it came time to keep the Shabbat, if you didn't do it, then woe unto you. You were in trouble. That's just it, saints of Yahweh. You were in trouble. And has come to the most gem, the gem of his all, of it all, and that is his name, that his name is exalted. You accept that or you reject it, then we're in trouble. That's it. Period. Period. Here we honor every last one of them. We won't commit murder, adultery, steal. You'd steal something. You could take, if you found $2 in the store, you want to take it back to show yourself righteousness. And yet when it comes to the Father's name, you say he has no name. You know, if I find $2, so I just put them in my pocket and spend it. These first four commandments deal with our love toward him. That's why he wrote unto us a new commandment. You love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, all your strength. You love your neighbor as yourself. And upon them hinge all the laws and all the prophets. What the prophet said and everything that was said is hinged upon those two commandments. They were fulfilled in Messiah. That he loved Yahweh, that he came in his name, he spoke in his name. He did all things in the Father's name. He reproved, he rebuked, he didn't rebuke in his name, he did it in his name because, in the Father's name, because his name was the Father's. He came in the Father's name. That's why they hated him because of that name. And they will do the same today, saying they will hate you because of the name. I will not be ashamed of his name. I will not hold it back. I will not say, well, yeah, the Father is good or the Lord. I won't use those titles. It's wrong for you to use that. You shouldn't even associate him with the Lord. You shouldn't even use that word Baal. I don't care if it's your wicked kin folks or whomever they are. You shouldn't even use that. His name is Yahweh. It's a pagan identity. His name is not Baal. And if you got any kind of integrity, you just search things out and do a little study, you will find out that it's so. But we're lazy and we're wicked. We're so wicked, we don't want our wickedness to shine through. That's it. We're just a wicked generation. And so because we think we don't know, that you say, well, I don't have to receive that. Well, you know now. You sit under me, you're going to know. And as Yahweh reveal it to me, I will speak it. And I'm not going before no board of elders and ask them, do I say this or do I say that? I'm not doing that. Well, preach the truth. Preach Messiah, him crucified. He's the hope of Yahweh. Yeah, he is the hope. He is Yahweh's hope for us. And that what he did in that body of clay, he's going to do the same thing in us. That's our hope, saints. Yet there were those who died without the promise. They died without the knowledge of Messiah. They didn't ever see Him, but they died. See, if you said, my eyes just behold Him, but would He behold Messiah? He said, now I'm ready to die. That's it. That's all I wanted to see. And there were those that wandered. They wanted to know, who is this great one, this Messiah, that shall solidify this hope in us? And they died waiting for that. And we cannot be made perfect without them. It's going to take us to be the completion of this perfect work that Yahweh has done. There were those that were going to be judged by the law and what things they did under the law. I never forget what Evangel Hartford said to me many years ago, 25 years ago. He said, Brother Robert, there are those that do not understand things like you. And yet because Yahweh's judgment is righteous, He will judge them righteously. By nature, they do the things of the law. They do what's right. And that is the truth. We got this corrupt thing in America. She's a wicked whore. Well, she is. The religion is full of whoredom. That's why the women go to these whorehouses dressed like Jezebels, offering up their sacrifices to hell. That's why they got ear bobs in every ear. They're bound. There were those that were prisoners or those that were slaves. You bore their ears and put things. That's why they got all these earrings all in their ears and their nose, their bellies, because they're slaves of the sin, unto the powers of hell. That's why. We're freeborn. Born of the Spirit of Yahweh. We know our Father. We know our Father. His name is Yahweh. He's not Baal. He's not Lord. Now I won't let those words, they're not even in my vocabulary. When I come to truth, I get things out of me. That's just it. And I have no compunction with that. His name is Yahweh. That is His name. That is His name. And that is the truth. That's His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whereas other, you don't trade the other way. I'm telling you how you don't trade it. Your way. That's it. Know then that live amongst you. Then you go back and study the things I just preached to you. And see whether they are the truth. Or whether they are lie. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength and peace. I pray He help you. Cause your hearts to be encouraged to press on in this hour. For there's a great battle that is ahead of us. All hell is about to be unleashed upon this earth, saints. And that is the truth. This is the drunken generation. They think that things are going to go on as they continue in their own sins and their wickedness. They think that because they feel good. Well, I went to church today and I feel good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They think they're right. They're wicked. They're going to hell. They're going to hell. It's one thing that Yahweh does. He's a constant. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. He constantly cuts you. He constantly cuts. I don't ever want to be in His presence whereby He doesn't cut me. Just His presence alone. His truth alone. He shows you your sin, your dark side. I said that this will go out. It's going out over the internet now. His name, the name of Jesus, is pagan. It's not a true name. It's not the true name of the Father. There's only one name to identify the Father. And that is the salvation of Yahweh, Yahshua. He's Yahweh. Yes. That's His name, saints. Baptists don't know the Methodists, the Pentecostals, they don't know it. If they all knew the same true God, as they say, just like the Muslims say, they know the only God, Allah Akbar, God is great. That's all that word means. Allah Akbar, God is great. That's all that means. Allah Akbar, God is great. Yahweh is great. David said, amongst the God, there's none like you. So He's not a God like them. Shatan said, the day you disobey Yahweh, you become a God. You become as a God. Like God, or like Yahweh. He's greater than a God. All gods are made. Every God is made. Every Lord is made. Every Lord, they lord them, they knight them all the time in London. Every Lord is made. Every God is made. There's only one Creator that creates all things. And this name that He has expressed unto us in the Hebrew tongue, Yahweh. That's His name. He spoke to Hebrew people. When Gabriel went to Miriam, she was not a African woman or a white woman. She was a Hebrew. He did not speak. He spoke in the tongue that she could understand, the Aramaic tongue. And His name shall be called Yahshua. Yahweh. The salvation of Yahweh. Who are you? You're just son of Joseph, a carpenter. And He was the salvation of the world. The Yahshak of Yahweh. May He bless you, give you peace and strength. Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. As those saints who say, I feel good about sanctified soul. And His truth makes us free. Father, we thank You for all things. Bless Your people. Give them strength and peace. Give them rest tonight, I pray, in Messiah's name. Give Your people rest and comfort in the Spirit, I pray, in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.